I speak only Cantonese.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is quite a difference as far as pronunciation and things like that.
So somebody else's voice is used, right?
Definitely.
You just make the words. Doesn't that sound strange when you go to the movies, especially in Hong Kong, in your own town, and you see yourself with somebody else's voice?
Well, not really, you see, because most of the Mandarin picture done here are dubbed anyway.
They're dubbed anyway?
Anyway, I mean, disregard. I mean, they shoot without sound. So it doesn't, you know, make any difference.
Your lips never quite make the right words, do they?
Well, that's where the difficulty lies, you see. I mean, in order to, because the Cantonese have a different way of saying things, you know, I mean, different from the Mandarin.
Yeah.
So I have to find, like, something similar to that that can keep a kind of a feeling going behind that. Something that matching the Mandarin deal.
Like
does it sound complicated?
But I gather in the movies, maybe the dialogue is pretty stilted anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, to me, a motion picture is motion.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta keep the dialogue down to the minimum.
Did you look at many Mandarin movies before you started playing in the first place?
Yes.
What did you think of them?
Quality-wise, I mean, I have to admit that it's not quite up to the standard. However, it is growing and it is getting higher and higher and going toward that standard than what I would term quality.
They say the secret of your success in that movie, The Big Boss, which was such a success here and rocketed you to start it in Asia, was that you did your own fighting. As an expert in the various martial arts in China, what did you think of the fighting that you saw in the movies that you studied before you became a star?
Well, I mean, definitely in the beginning, I had no intention or whatsoever that what I was practicing and what I'm still practicing now would lead to this.
Yeah, I know.
To begin with. But martial art has a very, very deep meaning as far as my life is concerned, because as an actor, as a martial artist, as a human being, all these I have learned from martial arts.
Maybe for our audience who doesn't know what it means, you might explain exactly what you mean by martial art.
Right. Martial art include all the combative arts like karate or karate, judo, Chinese kung fu or Chinese boxing, whatever you call it. All those, you see, like Aikido, Kung, I can go on and on and on, but it's a combative form of fighting. I mean, it's not, some of them became sport, but some of them are still not. I mean, they're used, for instance, kicking to the groin, jabbing fingers in the eyes, and things like that.
No wonder you're successful. Chinese movies are full of this kind of action anyway. They needed a guy like you
with violence, man.
So you didn't have to use a double when you moved into the bush. It all yourself. Can you break 5 or 6pieces of wood in your hand or your foot?
I'll probably break my hand and foot.
But tell me a little bit, you set up a school in Hollywood, didn't you, for people like James Garner and Steve McQueen and the others.
Yes.
Why would they want to learn Chinese martial art? Because of a movie role?
Not really. I mean, most of them, you see, to me, at least the way that when I teach it, all type of knowledge ultimately means self-knowledge. So therefore, they're coming in and ask me to teach them not so much of how to defend themselves or how to do somebody in. Rather, they want to learn to express themselves through some movement, be it anger, be it determination, or whatsoever. So in other words, what I'm saying therefore is that he is paying me to show him in combative form the art of expressing the human body.
Which is acting, in a sense. Well, or it would be a useful tool for an actor to have.
It might sound too philosophical, but it's acting or acting unacting.